Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, November 20th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, Jonathan Groff will play his final performance in Broadway's Just in Time on March 29th. He played a solid year in the Bobby Darin Bio Jukebox musical, leading the company and earning himself a 2025 Tony nomination. A new block of tickets is now on sale through the end of Groff's run at justintimebroadway.com. The show will be continuing its New York run, with his successor to be announced later. Just in Time runs at the Circle in the Square Theater. 96-year-old June Squibb returns to Broadway this evening in Marjorie Prime, beginning previews at the Helen Hayes Theater. Jordan Harrison's sci-fi drama, which was seen off-Broadway in 2015 and was adapted into a 2017 movie, follows an elderly woman who uses an AI program to interact with a holographic version of her dead husband. Squibb shares the stage with Danny Burstein, Cynthia Nixon, and Christopher Lowell. Anne Kaufman directs. Marjorie Prime officially opens on December 8th for a run through February 15th. In industry news, the current revival of Waiting for Godot has just recouped its investment. Jamie Lloyd's interpretation starring Bill and Ted co-stars Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter becomes the first production in the 2025-2026 Broadway season to accomplish this feat. This mounting was capitalized at $7.5 million and made back its investment in just 8 weeks. Congratulations to all involved. Waiting for Godot runs until January 4th at the Hudson Theater. And finally today, Shayna Taub will be taking an extended leave of absence from Broadway's Ragtime, where she plays Emma Goldman, from January 6th to March 29th. Those dates had been previously announced when the musical recently announced an extension at the Vivian Beaumont Theater. Now, Taub has taken to her Instagram page to explain the heartbreaking reason why. In a post today, she said, "My husband, Matt Gehring, and I have been trying for a baby. In the past year, I've been pregnant 3 times, but each time ended in loss. A first trimester miscarriage last December, a second trimester termination for medical reasons in May, and another miscarriage the week Ragtime opened. Honestly, it's been hell. After multiple hospitalizations, my body badly needs a break, and my mind could use it too. The day before Ragtime opened, I began to miscarry naturally. A few nights later, I started having labor contractions, hemorrhaged a terrifying amount of blood, and passed out. Matt called 911, and I was rushed to the ER. My doctor said the only way to prevent another dangerous hemorrhage was an immediate life-saving surgical procedure called a dilation and curettage. Thank goodness I could get one in time here in New York. I'm grateful to everyone at Lincoln Center for their support. Performing during loss has been part of my healing, and I'll be glad to return for the rest of the run. This remarkably kind cast and crew have been a real lifeline." Taub has also missed performances this week as her musical Suffs, for which she won Tonys last year for her score and book, arrives at the Hollywood Pantages Theater in Los Angeles, California, as part of its first national tour. She was present at the LA opening and is expected to return to Ragtime tomorrow night. Ragtime runs through June 14th. Sending my prayers to Shayna and Matt. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.